Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning. Wow, I don't know what happened to my hair. Time for my wife to cut it again, I guess. All of a sudden, it reached critical mass. Can't control it. Good morning. Hi, Tony. Good morning, Andy. Looking forward to seeing you guys soon in Texas for the men's, for the big men's event. We're studying the concept, the church teaching the doctrine on original sin, which really Augustine went a long ways in defining. Hey, Ray, good to see you. We're going to be having a men's meetup this week. I'm going to schedule it here pretty soon. I'll make the announcement on the man cave. 406. That's where we are in the Catholic Catechism. Every paragraph is numbered. So if you want to follow along, hey, Dan Barta, good to see you. Good morning, faithful brother. The church's teaching on the transmission of original sin was articulated more precisely in the 5th century, especially under the impulse of St. Augustine's reflections against Pelagianism. What is Pelagianism? It's what Catholics are always accused of. The heresy of Pelagianism, that you can work your way to heaven. That is not Catholic teaching. We believe that we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ and by grace, and by a faithful obedience. You know, that faith is something that changes you. St. Augustine's reflections against Pelagianism in the 16th, against Pelagianism, and in the 16th century, in opposition to the Protestant Reformation, Pelagius held that man could, by the natural power of free will, and without the necessary help of God's grace, lead a morally good life. He thus reduced the influence of Adam's fault to a bad example. In other words, there was no original sin, and you can work your way to heaven. The first Protestant reformers, on the contrary, taught that original sin had radically perverted man and destroyed his freedom. So they went to the opposite extreme. They identified the sin inherited by each man with a tendency to evil, concupiscentia or concupiscence, which would be insurmountable. The church pronounced on the meaning of the data of revelation on original sin, especially at the Second Council of Orange in 529 AD and at the Council of Trent, 1546. Now, the Council of Trent was basically part one and part two, but it was in 1546 in response to the so-called Protestant Reformation. It was a hard battle. The doctrine of original sin, closely connected with that of redemption by Christ, provides lucid discernment of man's situation and activity in the world. But our first parent sin, the devil, has acquired a certain dominion over man. Even though man remains free, original sin entails captivity under the power of him who thenceforth had the power of death, and that is the devil. This is the Council of Trent. So let's read this again. Original sin entails captivity under the power of him who thenceforth had the power of death, that is the devil. So, but the Bible says that Jesus destroyed death and captured captivity. Ignorance of the fact that man has a wounded nature inclined to evil gives rise to serious errors. Get this. In the areas of what? Education, politics, social action, and morals. You see it in the liberal states. Liberal governments, and I don't speak politically, but I'm speaking morally and from a Catholic point of view, think that if we just educate people, if we just focus on education and getting the right power structures in place, that everything will be fine. I'm not even sure if they really believe that. They're just really into power. But we know that you're never going to really solve the world's situation through education, political might, etc. It has to be done through a rebirth, a spiritual rebirth, a conversion of heart. And that's where the battle is. So many people that I know are active politically, and thank God for that. You know, we have people that watch her that are very involved in that arena of political battle. We're here, though, to recruit the infantry, right? We're here to say to people, be converted of heart. And once people are converted to Jesus Christ, then virtue propels the citizenry into right action. The consequences of original sin and of all men's personal sins. So there's original sin, and then there's a personal sin which you're personally responsible for. Put the world as a whole in the sinful condition aptly described in St. John's expression, the sin of the world. This expression can also refer to the negative influence exerted on people by communal situations and social structure that are the fruit of men's sins. And we're seeing that. You know, we've seen that, of course, in socialism and in communism and in other social structures. Thank God for Pope Leo's writing in the late 1800s, Rerum Novarum, really exposed the problem with that. Ever since the so-called New Enlightenment, which was nothing but a step into deep darkness, throwing God out of the picture and trying to solve everything through secular humanism, not understanding the true nature of man, that without God, it's like a tree without sap. The whole of man's history has been the story of dour combat with the powers of evil, stretching, so our Lord tells us, from the very dawn of history until the last day. So when you see this battle for darkness, the battle of darkness, when you see the propaganda, the out and out propaganda now from the liberal, secular, godless part of our nation, when it's out and out lies and propaganda, just tell a lie often enough, people will believe it. You know there's a battle in high places, that this is a war against the devil himself and his demonic kingdom. But guess what? We know who wins. So don't get all bogged down in, oh no, what are we going to do? What you're going to do is you're going to be a good citizen, you're going to be active in the ways that you are called to be, and you're going to pray, and you're going to raise family. Archbishop Chaput was asked at the Napa Institute when I was there a few years ago, so what's the key to changing the world? What's the key to changing the world? And he said, the domestic church, the family, get married, be faithful, have lots of children, share with them the gospel. That's it. That's the key to the revolution. The next revolution is the new evangelization. Find someone to be devoted to and dedicated to, love each other, have children, be open to life, educate and develop your children in the virtues and in the church teachings and in the sacraments. And that's the key. That's the key to changing the world. Nothing short of that will work. It's the domestic church. And I was on someone's radio show the other day. I was on the Jason Jones show, which is pretty good. And he's all caught up in the political fight, which is good. But I was emphasizing domestic church. Right now, when all this horrible stuff is happening and businesses are being shut down, way extreme measures are being taken as the liberal elements within our country are grabbing for power over the citizens, I kept saying it's the domestic church, because here in Hawaii, we see the fathers taking their children out to surf. I mean, there's more kids in the water than I've ever seen before, and it's mothers and fathers, but usually it's the fathers. It's the domestic church. Don't think it's a small thing at all that the last verse of the Old Testament is, I will turn the hearts of the fathers to their sons and the sons to their fathers. Don't think that that's a small little excerpt from the scriptures that just happens to be the last verse of the Old Testament. Yes, we have to be politically involved in this struggle, but the key is turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. And that can mean the uncles too. In Hawaii, we have aunties and uncles. Anyone who's 20 years older than you is called aunt or uncle by you. We uncle the younger kids here. And the aunts, mentor the women. There's a definite sense here in Hawaii of the older generation having respect and working to develop the younger generation, whether it's to teach them how to poke fish, to go spear fishing, or how to throw net, or how to be a waterman and surf, or how to treat your wife. The key is, yes, be active politically, but the real central element of getting the United States and the world back on course is conversion within the family. The whole household of the Philippian jailer was baptized. The whole household, I believe it was Cornelius, was baptized. The whole household, the domestic church, is the key. So I'll repeat this one more time. The whole of man's history has been the story of dour combat with the powers of evil. Stretching, so our Lord tells us, from the very dawn of history until the last day. Finding himself in the midst of the battlefield, man has to struggle to do what is right. And it is at a great cost to himself. And aided by God's grace that he succeeds in achieving his own inner integrity. This is why I wrote the book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. The last thing we read yesterday was this, but the consequences for nature weakened and inclined to evil persist in man and summon him to spiritual battle. Fight the good fight. You have to start that every morning with an hour of prayer. You have to spend time invested in studying and letting the formation of your conscience and of your understanding of truth through Catholic teaching and receive the sacraments. And you don't need to be so compliant right now. We know there's a big power grab going on, and I'm proud of the people that are standing up and opening their businesses. And in Hawaii, we have there are no real deaths here in Hawaii that are 100% related to COVID. We have a total of 17, they say, but all of those had other issues. We have like 65 active cases. 10 of those are on the mainland. They're tracking those too and distorting the figures. So we have 55 active cases, but how many? Very few are even serious. We can't be safer at home. We're not meant to be safer at home. If I was going to live safer at home, you know, it's like those people that are, it's time for us to step out. We have bent the curve. We have hospital beds. We have lots of different treatment options now, and we have the staffing that we need and the equipment that we need. It's time to get life back to normal, and you shouldn't be so compliant. You should find ways to say, I'm going to open my business. I'm willing to go to jail if I have to. I want to go to mass. Why am I able to go to the liquor store but not go to church? We can't be so compliant. There's a power grab going on. It's a fight in the heavenly places. We need to pray, discern God's will, and then pursue it. We're adults. We know how to do both. The Catholic approach is always so much not either or, but both and. We can protect our kapuna and our vulnerable. They need to isolate from us, not us from them. We need to get back to living our lives. Lives and livelihoods are being destroyed. There would be a total free fall in the area of poverty, not just here in America, but what we do here has huge effects around the world for the poor. So we need to get back to work. Do what it takes to be prudent and to be adult about that, but don't be so compliant. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic, and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.